What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Rodeo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Got your second shot of Pogo for the weekend. We got a Mike Blank's Pogo pit going down tonight in Montclair, New Jersey. So let's start pre-gaming with some niblet covering Blondie. Niblick Henbane, Pogo, Niblick Henbane doing Dreamin' on Pogo City Radio. There you go. So that was pretty awesome. As you guys heard me say in the intro, we got, we're headed out to Mike Blank's Pogo Pit. Gonna be the lovely rude girl Jessica and I, and we're gonna get Devil John. It's his birthday in a couple days too, on Monday the 30th. We're all going down there, maybe do a little pre-gaming. Then hitting up Montclair Vegan, you are invited, BYOB. Bring some extra cash for food and bring a birthday present for that old bastard Mike Blanks. Come,
we're gonna dance, come our dance asses off.
Your asses off with us.
We're gonna dance our asses off.
All right, so why don't we just keep moving with the tunes? Might have to cut this one kind of short. Got to split out of here soon. It's already after 6 p.m. And why don't we do some anti-citizen? Bricks, not ballots.
Challenge!
All right, that was Anti-Citizen coming out of, where the fuck did they come out of? I don't fucking know. Hackettstown, maybe? Somewhere in New Jersey. Somewhere in the great state of New Jersey. Let's stick with the great state of New Jersey and do one for my man Larry Siddix, the Cuffs and Bottoms Up. Ah, I fucked it up. Here's the Cuffs and Bottoms Up. Right now, I definitely, as usual, feel like listening to a bunch of New Jersey music. So let's go with the Bristles from Pogo Till You Puke, which I believe is the second EP. Here's Bomb Tonight.
Thank you.
right, that was The Bristles. And you can also get that track off the Pogo Attack, of course. A record that, like, I don't really care about or like at all or think is important or means anything at all. The Pogo Attack. All right, all right. Why don't we stick with a band from New Jersey and also a band that was featured on the Pogo Attack, except we're going to go with a little bit later inception of the band. I'm talking about Banner of Hope with Cheers and Beers. Banner of Hope, Cheers, and Beers on Pogo City Radio. All right. Why don't we head across the pond and go check out what's going on with those Clockwork Skinners and the Forces.
Wearing brushes of red, white, and blue, doing what he thinks he'll have to. Just to be a bum and a monster. Flourish is just a fight he's going through. It's a clockwork skinny, just a clockwork skinny. Clockwork skinny, got no choice. Clockwork skinny, just a clockwork skinny. Clockwork skinny, one of the boys.
Skins.
Pogo City Radio.
Now, a bunch of people lately been asking me when we're going to be doing some more live shows and like booking shows. And I think we got one in the works. We'll have to see what happens. I think it would be a solid lineup. So we'll have to see what comes of it in the near future. But keep your ears peeled, I guess, and look out for a pretty awesome pogo show to be coming your way sometime soon during the summer. Now, why don't we stay across the pond and get to some music about football. See, now, I'm an NFL fan. I'm a big Blue fan. New York Giants, of course. And I'm not really a soccer hooligan, but in honor of the NFL draft, which just happened, and by the way, the Giants got Saquon Barkley, not that you care, but that could be pretty fucking awesome. It could be pretty fucking awesome. Why don't we play the Vanilla Muffins coming off The Drug Is Football with No Punk Rock in My Car? Gotta remember to unmute tracks before you play them. You gotta remember to unmute them. Here's the Vanilla Muffins. Yo, like, I totally understand that song. Like, during the week, my van has car seats on it, and on the weekend, it's the party bus with a bunch of drunken idiots, as I'm imagining will happen tonight. Or should I say, in the early hours of tomorrow, maybe. But, yeah, definitely understand the car getting destroyed when the punks come for a ride in it. But my car gets destroyed just from my job because it's so fucking dirty. And, like, they wouldn't even hook me up with, like, a good air hose and a trigger to fucking get cleaned up. And I'm fucking covered in dirt and sand and dust. and fucking be all over the inside of my car. I fucking stole a bunch of them and fucking set them up in my booth. And now I blow out my fucking car and blow all the fucking dirt out now. Ha ha. How about that? For the record, didn't actually steal them. When I say steal, I meant moved from, you know, a different part of the building to my part of the building, because I am by far the dirtiest person there. And, you know, I should have an airline with a good trigger on it. Give me an amen. I don't know. Just give me an amen, right? Why don't we get to some working class oi for you right here with Straight Lace and Violence on the Street. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Gotta take a second and ask you guys to head over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio. That's GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio. Now, go over there, hook us up with a nice little donation. The ultimate goal, I guess, is we want to start going live. We were going live for a little bit. It was a real pain in the dick. If we can get some money together, we can go live all the time. And it would be fairly simple, but we already spend a little bit too much money on this show than we should. So if we want it to grow anymore. You guys are going to have to help footing some of the bill. So if you guys want to go to GoFundMe.com/Pogo City Radio, come show your support. And if you guys can't hook us up with some of that hard-earned money, we understand it. And just ask that you would still please give the show a share on your Facebook or your Instagram or whatever the fuck it is that people check your shit out at. Give us a share, give us a follow, leave us some comments. I'm bored. Come talk to me. I got time to kill before this fucking thing don't start till 10 o'clock at night. I got time to kill before we gotta leave. Don't want to get all shitty and have to drive, like, I don't know, I probably gotta drive like an hour and 10 minutes. Don't want to get all shitty and then make the drive. So, you know, trying to keep everything in moderation, get a little pogo going so you guys got your little midweek party, your pregame for whatever the fuck it is you're doing. I don't know. I'm a little fucked up. I'm rambling. Here's the Wretched Ones. Dead Man Working. For all you working class motherfuckers out there like me.
You reach a point when you got no choice. Just another number and it got no voice. What you used to call your job is now your career. Days take by, so the weeks, months and years. And you're a dead man working, dead man working. Could have been a student, could have been an art fan.
That was the Wretched Ones, and let's do a little double shot for all you motherfuckers that gotta work overtime. Here's Working Man, the Wretched One.
Let's go!
the Wretched Ones on Pogo City Radio. So, been pretty heavy with the tunes tonight. Been doing a lot of oi tonight, too. So, let's keep going with that theme. Let's take a trip across the Delaware and head south down to Philadelphia with Legion 76. Life Hits the Ground. Right, let's stick out in Philadelphia. Got myself talking on the wrong microphone. And let's go see what's up with the Drugettes. No apologies. Sorry, by any means. The Drugettes on Pogo City Radio. Now, maybe we should I gotta type and talk and sound out a complicated Russian word for myself to spell. I'm talking about the word dovachka. Yes. How about we do some dovachka? Since the Drugettes aren't sorry. I don't think the Dvachkas are either. And let's get to them covering the Foreskins now. I am really slacking on my job tonight. I have nothing prepared, no songs. I've just been playing shit from the cuff. Shit, I'm just happening to come across stuff like, I don't know, Iron Cross and Glory. Right, that was Iron Cross on Pogo City Radio. I guess we're gonna do some Dead Heroes. Two Americans up next on Pogo City Radio.
Take a look at what we have for partying in slums. See the rich by nice girls and the dope. Up to another educated, it's not a fucking block. Now we're told that's the way. Wait, what? Talk. Yes, yes, make it between the rich and the poor. Let's work your glasses now, tell every whore. I don't see a college and I don't see a drink.
All right, that was Dead Heroes, them last two tracks coming off Backstreets of American Oi, a album I'm very happy I came back across. I got my man Devil John calling me on the phone right now. You hear my Rick and Morty, Evil Morty ringtone that I made? That's right. How about you guys listen to some Op Ivy sound system while I talk to good old Devil John? Right, let's keep your skanking up right along, I guess. Do a little classic here with the Specials. A message to you, Rudy.
Yeah.
All right, gotta remind you guys once again about Mike Lang's pogo pit going down in just a few short hours, Montclair, New Jersey. Let's rock out with the Rejects. Fight it in the streets. Oi, oi. Right, the Cockney Rejects on Pogo City Radio. Fucking love that song. All right, now, well, we're going to be getting out of here soon. Got to remind you guys to go to Where Were You in 1995 with Submachine Blank 77, Violent Society, The Parasitics, and Atomic something or other. Ask Sean Bedlam. He'll tell you who they are. And I'm holding Sean responsible. He's going to find out this band's name. He's going to make me remember it. And then he's going to find me their music. And then he's going to get them to come on Pogo City. And I bet you this band that I can't remember the name of ever, watch, they're going to kick ass too. So come out June 2nd, Kung Fu Necktie. Find out for your motherfucking self. And, you know, earlier today, I was checking out I got Amazon Prime and shit like that. I was checking out, they got a lot of punk docs on there. And, what was it? Punk's Not Dead, I believe it was called, right? Now, it was real cool and it was real lame. Like, it was really, it wasn't in chronological order whatsoever. It was just random snippets of random punk bands, and it was really fucking awesome, and it was really lame. It would start out with the Ramones, and then out of nowhere it would be like Nirvana, and then it would go to the UK Subs, and then it would go to like Green Day, and then it would go to the Casualties, and then I was like, it was all over the place, and then it would go to like No Effects, and then it would be like Subhumans. So it was real cool, and then there was lame parts, but even some of the lame parts, like, I don't know, some of like the early Offspring stuff like they were showing on there and stuff was kind of cool maybe, but like a lot of really cool stuff with, like I said, like bands like the Casualties. They had like Jake on there getting interviewed from, I don't know, maybe like, I'm gonna say maybe it was like 2003, 2004, the interview on like the Warp Tour. They had a whole lot of Charlie from the UK Subs. They had him in there a bunch. Big thing on the Subhumans, you know. I didn't even watch all of it, but if you come across it, check it out. They had some good stuff with the Ramones, the Sex Pistols, of course, stuff like that. But why don't we get to some more tunes. We probably got enough time for two more tracks. Let's do the Agrestics from my band, Sean Bedlam, with Cause or Cash. That was the Agrestics, and you guys can catch them at Fuck You, We Rule, going down in Oklahoma this summer with the Exploited headline. And by the way, they had Waddy in there a couple times on that fucking Punk's Not Dead documentary I was fucking telling you about. But my man, Devil John, just walked in the room, which means it's time to roll the fuck out of here. It's time to roll.
Get the fuck out of here. There
he is. That's right. We're getting the fuck out of here. Like I said earlier, his birthday. Mike Blanks' birthday was fucking Wednesday or Tuesday. You know what I mean? So it's going to be.
I'm still alive, Pogo.
It's going to be a nice, awesome party.
Still alive, you know?
Still alive. It's been about a year since they've heard Devil John on the mic.
It's been a while. But you know, busy with the Devil's Den and Bad Luck Radio, you know, the expansions off of this, you know, because, you know. Because you fucking quit the sports show.
Yes.
So, know what? So, you know, I was like, you know what? You know, how can we get back? And it's like, I didn't quit here.
I know. I Pogo was too. Pogo was too heavy.
Pogo and then Voice of Bedlam. And But you know what? The Voice of Bedlam opened the doors for this.
Yes,
and
it
then,
did. It did.
And then it also opened the avenues for us to continue on. And not only that, you know, just keep this network of, you know, friendships and.
Musicians,
and yeah, because we talked about how we wanted to be inclusive and bring everybody back to the shows where it was like you had punk rock, you had metal, you had hardcore, and you had everybody there. You know what I mean? And that's what we're getting to. So.
Absolutely. So remember, guys, head out to Mike Blank's fucking birthday bash tonight. Mike Blank's Pogo Pit going down Montclair Vegan in off of Bloomfield Avenue, Montclair, New Jersey. Starts tonight, April 28th, 10 p.m. M. It's down the street from the Meat Locker. If you guys know the Meat Locker, remember?
Shit,
yep, absolutely. I've seen Blake's there a bunch of times.
I played Bloomfield Cafe.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Blake's there, too.
Yeah, that's
right up the road, too.
There you go.
There you are. Jersey in the house once again. So come out to this shit. It's free. BYOB. Bring some cash for food. Going to be a dance party in the back. Going to be a good old fucking time. We're going to get out of here.
Celebrate, motherfucker!
That's right. We're going to get out of here with them motherfuckers in Blanks coming off the latest split with the Parasitics getting blasted. Here's the closing track with Up the Punks.
All aboard!
We're going to dance our asses off.
Here's to the young punks that sing and dance. And to the